Joining us right now is B. Mitchell Finley official baseball insider, Toby Altizer. Of course, all our baseball coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Check out the savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Toby, what up, man? How are you?
What's going on, dude? I'm a little disappointed that my name isn't a little more unique like the guys in the last segment.
Those guys had some names,
nah,
dog.
Toby, you don't want some of those names, man.
Those young men had some names.
Some of them I will avoid. Some of them not so bad.
Yeah, yeah. It seemed like, now I know the Nats got one back yesterday, but it kind of seemed like all the Phillies needed to get right was to play a four-game series with the Nats. They went up to Philly and kind of got worked in three out of those four games.
Yeah, it felt like that, JP. It was something where Philly's really been struggling. They faced the Nationals in the first three games of that series. It was kind of dominant. It kind of showed you the state of affairs for this baseball team. I don't think they're, you know, super far from contending, but at the same point, you had some youthful mistakes in this series where they're going to have to work out some of those things the rest of this year as they gear up for next season. Like you had, I think it was Friday night, there was a play in the 10th inning where Jose Tena, who was acquired in the Lane Thomas deal, he's a youngster, he's playing third base, and there's a bunt as they're trying to sacrifice the guy from second to third, and it's right what you would expect to be a third baseman's ball, and it goes right between him and Kyle Finnegan, and he's looking at Finnegan, and Finnegan's looking at him, and I think that showed up. And then yesterday, even though they get the win, there's a spot where C.J. Abrams is on second base with two outs and James Woods at the plate, and he gets picked off, and it's just unacceptable, youthful sort of mistakes like that that are, you know, they're not a good baseball team by any means, just looking at the roster compared to going against the Phillies. So losing three out of four is, you know, kind of whatever. But when you lose and you have certain mistakes like that, those are the things that they're going to have to work on down the stretch here as they get ready for next year.
How about that James Wood rocket, though? I think that was yesterday. Yeah. I mean, he just continues to impress.
Yeah, it's funny. So Foolish Baseball put out this tweet yesterday saying that James Wood had yet to pull a ball in the air. He'd had 699 pitches he'd faced, and he'd never pulled one in the air. And what do you know, on Sunday he finally pulls the ball in the air, and it went a mile, 417 feet off the face into the second deck. Like you said, he just continues to impress. He's someone that he's got a slow heartbeat. It's been really cool to watch him, and obviously being the local kid and the local angle is really cool as well. But he's done a heck of a job early on, and I think he's just going to continue to get better. It seems like it just takes him a little bit to adjust, and once he starts getting more and more comfortable, I think you're going to see more of that star shine.
What's our cruise timeline looking like? We still going to see him in the majors? Like, we all talk about September. It's now.
It's close.
It's officially a lost season. I mean, they're 13 games under 500, 17 and a half out in the wild card. Like, it ain't happening. You think we get to see him?
Yeah, I think you'll see him. I don't know exactly when. Last night on our podcast, Bustin' Loose Baseball, Grant had thrown out maybe the Yankees series, which comes up next week. So maybe there's a chance it's then. I would bet that it's a little bit later than that, but I would think before the middle of September, so maybe the first or second week of September, at some point you'll see him just to get his feet wet in the big leagues. But I think you'll see him. It's not like he hasn't been dominating, which is usually what you'd like to see a guy do. That's kind of what James Wood was doing at AAA, and then he eventually got called up. You haven't really seen him dominate at any point in the big leagues, whether it's been AA or AAA, but he's kind of been steady Eddie. So I think calling him up, you know, they skipped him going from A ball to high A. They went straight from A to AA. Because, you know, basically they said they're not worried about his mentality being hurt if he struggles. I think you can say the same thing for here. If he comes up and has a Jackson Holliday-like stint in the bigs, I don't think it's going to hurt his psyche. So I think at some point you got to call him up, and I'm hoping it's maybe early September.
So I'm looking right now, and just you're not calling him up without getting a home game pop, right?
Yeah.
And so they have – the series against the Rockies, then they're on the road in Atlanta, then the Yanks come here. Just the marketing business side of me wouldn't need to do it against the Yanks because that's going to sell out, and it's Labor Day weekend. People might be out of town, whatever. The last six games of the year are all home games. I mean, maybe you call them up against kind of that Marlins series or something. I'll be very curious when they do it, like September 10th. and 11th is, I think, a Tuesday, Wednesday. I mean, you could get them Tuesday night against the Braves, and then you'd build some real excitement for that series, which is, you know, Braves and Marlins, which maybe not a lot of people would come to. Does that kind of sound about right? Mid-September?
Yeah, I think that's a, you know, around the timeline you're looking at, because to your point, I mean, you're looking at, if you're not doing the Yankee series, then you've got a Cubs series right at the end of August leading into September, which I think would be cool because they'll go on the road to Pittsburgh during the next road series, and that'd be cool if the, you match up Skeens and Dylan Cruz in the big leagues at some point during that series. But yeah, I mean, outside of that, if they're not calling up next week when they've got six home games, and maybe you're looking at September 10th, like you said, that Tuesday against Atlanta. I mean, you're dead on. It's going to be at home. They're not going to call them up on the road. So, I mean, hopefully it's sooner rather than later. But, I mean, heck, we thought that James Wood had a chance at the opening day roster. We thought he had a chance coming up, you know, 1 or 2 weeks into the season, and it took a while. It took all the way to July 1st to get him here. So, who knows at this point.
All right. B and I were talking about this.
This is why we really called you.
Yeah, this is actually why we really called you. And this one even because we have to shoehorn this sponsored baseball segment in somewhere. Skeens, what are they doing with the Pirates? Maybe you're shutting them down, but because the rules have all changed. Like, if you're going to call them up, do you lose a year of service? Help us understand.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like they're going to shut him down from what I heard. It sounds like they're going to let him keep going. Yeah, I mean, he's been spectacular. I think he could very well run Rookie of the Year, and they're not really in the race anymore. They're 7 games under .500, and I mean, I guess technically they're still in it, but they've got an incredible rotation for years to come. So I think just having him go through the full season now that he's up is going to be valuable experience for him. But he's been really, really good. So I think that, you know, they're going to continue to throw him out there and see what happens. And I mean, you worry about injury with him, so I understand why, you know, if people would advocate to shut him down. But I also think at some point you got to go through the rigors of a full season. So they're not going to shut him down, but I don't know that they're going to make the postseason either.
They also were talking about that mere fact that the fact that he's not, they're not making the postseason. If they shut him down, it may affect him getting like Rookie of the Year, first or second team, which would get, if he were to get one of those things, he gets 1 year without playing the whole year, and that gives him that one extra quicker time to get away from there if he had to.
But don't they also get an extra pick if you have a Rookie of the Year?
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm not fully up on that, to be honest. That one's it's a newer rule. I think it's something where you have to be in the big leagues a little earlier than he was to get that pick. I'm not sure that they would qualify for that.
But if you were to get Rookie of the Year, he gets it, though.
Yeah, I think that what you're talking about, B. Mitch, is, yeah, he could end up getting another, I think they call it Super 2, where you get, you know, you one less year of arbitration, you kind of move along a little bit quicker, and so he would hit free agency a little bit quicker. So maybe they would do that because of the fact that, too, you know, with how good he's been, you'd think that there's not going to be anybody pushing him, but Jackson Merrill out in San Diego has been absolutely fantastic, the shortstop turned a center fielder. So he's pushing him already. People are already talking about Merrill should win it over Skeen. So I think it's an interesting debate here. And maybe they're, you know, because they're technically still in the race, they're, what, 7.5 back? I mean, they're not really in it, but they sort of are. Like, maybe you get towards the beginning of September, he makes 2 or 3 more starts, and then you're like, all right, we'll give him 1 or 2 when you shut him down mid-September. But I don't think they're going to stop him right now, at least that's what they've said.
To hell with Merrill. We're a Skeens radio program. Toby, thank you for the time, buddy.
All right, Tobes.
Absolutely.
When we return, Sam Fortier, Washington Post, joins the program.